Good morning. A low pressure wave along with a trough of low pressure pivoting through New York and New England will keep clouds, scattered showers, and thunderstorms going for most of the day today. While it will not be raining the entire time, we will have the opportunity of scattered showers and thunderstorms right through the afternoon, some producing heavy downpours from time to time. With the clouds and showers, high temperatures will be limited and mostly in the middle and upper 70s. Still some scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening, and gradually as the storm system lifts out, clearing skies late tonight and temperatures dropping back into the 60s. This will set us up for a mostly sunny day on Friday, but the heat will begin to build and so will the humidity, with highs on Friday reaching into the upper 80s. A strong ridge of high pressure will dominate the weather through the weekend and into the early part of next week. It'll be hazy, hot, and humid on Saturday afternoon with highs in the lower to mid-90s, lower to mid-90s with heat and humidity on Sunday, and on Monday even in the lower to mid-90s, although we will run the risk of an isolated thunderstorm or two in the afternoon. By Tuesday, a weak disturbance will approach from the north and west, a better chance at more scattered showers and thunderstorms, and that will hold into the 4th of July on Wednesday, with highs both days sliding back into the upper 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today. As an upper-level trough moves through the northwestern United States, a surface low will begin to strengthen in the northern plains. These features will lead to numerous thunderstorms, some of which could be strong to severe, and an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms is in place from the Storm Prediction Center for the Northern Plains. There's also a risk of excessive rainfall and flash flooding, as rainfall over 2 inches is possible with locally higher amounts. Meanwhile, an upper-level ridge is forecast to strengthen in the central United States, which will lead to hot temperatures, even above average for this time of year. The highest temperature anomalies are expected to be in the central plains with readings up to 15 degrees above average. A few record highs could be set. By Friday, temperatures of 10 to 15 degrees above average are forecast in the Midwest. Heat indices will be over 100 degrees and widespread heat advisories are in effect for parts of the plains, Mississippi Valley, and southeast with excessive heat warnings for portions of Kansas and Missouri, including the Kansas City area. And hot, dry weather continues in portions of the west, and as the wind increases, conditions will be favorable for wildfires to form. This will be exacerbated by the ongoing drought in the area. At Mount Washington early this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light rain and fog, 48 degrees with a southwest wind at 17, gusting to 28 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 41 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies with light rain, 68 degrees, the dew point 67, 99% relative humidity, a south wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.80 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 29 at Kimult, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy and breezy, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower to mid-80s, Boston, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo, increasing sunshine and breezy with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 73 degrees, the low, 64, the average temperature, 69, that's 1 degree below normal. 58 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday in Albany, 2.93 inches now for the month, which is 5/10 of an inch below normal, and 17.27 inches for the year, which is 94 hundredths of an inch of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 60, the record high, 99, set in 1901, and the record low, 43, in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 5:19 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-70s. A few showers and thunderstorms tonight, then some clearing, lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs around 80. A few showers and thunderstorms this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Gradual clearing tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s. Showers and storms this evening, then clearing overnight tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Showers and storms this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, very warm, increasing humidity, upper 80s. Hazy, hot, and humid Saturday and Sunday, lower to mid-90s. Hazy, hot, and humid with an isolated thunderstorm Monday, lower to mid-90s. A mix of hazy sun and clouds Tuesday and Wednesday, both days with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s to around 90. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.